Vav Metzia Perek Ches Mishnah Tes 8-9, the last of the Perek, and the last really on the topic of like a residential leasing, landlord tenant stuff. So here the case says Hamaskir Bayis L'Chavero, the Nafal. The landlord rents a home to the tenant, and then the roof falls in. I don't know, lightning strikes, earthquake. It doesn't make a difference. So and the house is now not livable. So says the Mishnah Chayev L'Hamid Lo Bayis. The landlord has the obligation to give him a new home to live in. The idea here is that the tenant approached the landlord and said, I need a place to live. I know you have lots of places. I need one of them. Think maybe something like going into a motel. I need a room for the night, or not a room for the month. So that being the case, the landlord is obliged to provide him with such a place. And therefore, if it fell down, he has to rebuild it. He has no option but to rebuild it because he agreed to provide a lodging for this person. He can't just walk away and say, this is not my problem, it's your problem. However, in the case that they agreed on a specific home to rent, which is how rent almost always works today, so then the din will be different because we can't force, the landlord undertook to provide, to rent out this particular house, not to provide a house, a lodging for this person. And therefore, the landlord can simply say, there's your house, you have to deal with it. Now, I'm not agreeing to rebuild it. And that will be also the din. Now, Rashi learns quite interestingly that the landlord could say, listen, you wanted this house, you got this house, lightning struck this house, that's your mazel, it's your, you know, this is your destiny, you have to deal with it, and don't blame me. Which would imply that the landlord isn't even obligated to, like, he can still collect the rent for the rest of the year or retain the prepaid rent for the rest of the year. Essentially, all the Rishonim take issue with that, and that's not how the Rambam poskens. The din would be that while it's true the landlord can't be forced to rebuild this particular house because he never undertook that, he certainly would have to return the rent if he had prepaid rent or not charge rent anymore because he's not getting, you know, he's not providing the tenancy possibility anymore. Okay, fine. Now, in a case, the Mishnah is talking about the next sentence of the Mishnah is a new case, a case where the tenant says, he looks at different options in terms of which house he's going to take from the landlord, and he says, I want a house kazeh, like that one, okay? So it has to be like that one. So that means if he gets a house, and he was promised a house like that, quote-unquote, and then the house falls in, when the replacement house comes, it has to be another house, quote-unquote, like that one, which would mean, for example, hayakatan lo yase no gadol. If the house that the guy rented, he said, I want a house like that, was a small house, he can't give him a big one. Because maybe he doesn't want to maintain a big home. Electricity is too expensive, cleaning costs are too much, he'll get iron hair from the neighbors, etc. Gadol, if it was a big house, lo yaseno katan, the landlord can't provide him with a new, smaller home because he could say, listen, I need more space for my family. Echa lo yaseno shnaim, if it was a one-room place, he can't give him a two-room place. Shnaim lo yaseno echad, if it was a two-room place, he can't give him a one-room place. Lo yifchos mehachalonos. He can't, if there was six windows. In the time of the Mishnah, windows weren't glass windows like we have window panes, but there are holes in the structure to let in, let in light. Obviously, it lets in cold as well, etc. So there could be there's a balance. You want more or less that trade-off of windows. Lo yosef alehen elimedas shnehem. You can't have fewer or less windows, or for that matter, fewer or more rooms, or fewer or more square feet. Material difference, square footage, I guess. Unless midas shneim, unless they both agree. So that means that the landlord can't force a tenant to take a different home that isn't quote unquote kazeh, like the one that they agreed when they originally made the deal.